Thanks so much for joining us as we continue through the season of Lent. Relent is the title of our devotions during this time. And we want to continue talking about that thing in our life called control, because we like to control things. But if we relent, we concede control. Easier said than done, isn't it? Here's Romans chapter 8, 9 and 10. You, however, Paul writes, are not in the flesh, but you're in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. There was a time when my body, the instruments through which I live, was pinned to the mat. I was dominated by my sinful nature. And really, I lived without any desire not to be controlled by my sinful nature. That's all I knew. I hadn't trusted in Christ. I didn't belong to Christ, and therefore, the Spirit of Christ did not live in me. I skipped merrily, although empty, along fulfilling the personal desires of my flesh. Then it happened. God, by His grace, brought me to Himself. The Spirit took up residence in my heart, the center of my mind and my emotions and my will. Through the completed work of Jesus, God not only forgave me my sins, but He imputed Christ's righteousness to me. Sin results in death, not only to my temporal body, but my eternal soul. But now in Christ, I'm going to pass from death to life. Now, to be sure, my sinful nature was not eradicated or erased. It still fights for control. Sometimes it causes me to stumble and fall. Sometimes, by my own desires, I am enticed and dragged away to disobedience. But now, with the Spirit living in me, I'm no longer dominated by sin. Sometimes I'll give in to sin, but I don't have to give in to sin. When I submit to the Spirit's control, when I relent to the Spirit's control instead of my own desires, I will always do what pleases God. Man, that is an amazing truth, isn't it? Father, thank you for the power of your Spirit. Today I pray that I will submit to the leading of the Spirit in all areas of my life, control my tongue, my mind, my emotions, my hands, my feet. Remind me often of your power that resides in me. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.